Good morning and happy Black Friday to you. Beautiful day on the way. Markets are up. It's a good-looking day. This is Inside Agriculture. Well, the feast is over, the bellies are full, and the farmers' share of the Thanksgiving food dollar stayed low. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the farmers' share of the Thanksgiving food dollar, due to corporate profits and consumer food costs, which continue to go up and up, the farmers' share goes down. Retail price of the average turkey, $1.99 a pound, farmers' share, 6 cents per pound. 2 pounds of boneless ham, $12.98. Farmer's share, $1. But overall, the general outlook for the ag economy is optimistic. Had a chance to visit with Stephen Nicholson of Rabobank.
I'm optimistic. You have to be a little bit in agriculture all the time, but we do our still friendly markets going forward. And we do think when we look at farmer situation, you know, coming into 23, they're in good financial shape. You know, they've got had good years for, you know, at least 2 years now. And so they've got cash on the balance sheet. And then you start to think about, okay, so what do margins look like? What do we look like 23? And I will tell you, when we started looking at them in late spring, early summer, and thinking about, you know, we knew what was going on with fertilizer prices. We thought 23 is going to be a tough year. And we saw break even, maybe some negative margins when we looked around the, you know, kind of looked around. Like, oh boy. And then we started to look at it as the year went on, and the granted the cost side stayed high. That didn't change. But we saw that revenue side get a little better because the fundamentals of the markets supported prices. And so we look at 23 now and we see positive returns at 23. Are they as good as 20 and 21 and 22? No. But they are gonna we feel like they'll see some positive margins. And so we're encouraging producers, make sure you understand again. What are your margins? Where are you going to be? And when you get a market opportunity, do not pass it up. You know, take that risk off the table. You know, live to farm another day.
The two or three times in the last two or three decades when we've had $6 corn and beans in the teens, this time it's totally different, isn't it?
You know, that's a good question, Mick, because I've said that to people. I said, when I think about the mid-2000s, but I think we have to look back, and we know at some point we will overproduce the marketplace. That's what we're good at doing. But the fact is, when you think about stocks are low or tight, however you want to look at that, the demand continues to be robust. And not to get too nerdy, but you look at demand curves for corn and soybeans and wheat, and they've moved up in the right back in the mid-2000s, and that's not a big surprise. But we have greater demand than we've ever had at some of the highest prices we've ever seen. And so that tells me, and people look at, well, demand's going down, USDA's taking demand. I said, but we've had 2 years of high prices, demand hasn't fallen off. So why all of a sudden is it going to fall off now? And I'm just, you know, that's the thing I think we have to think about. Demand is still strong, and that's a good thing for producers because they'll have a place to move crops and livestock too. Do we like higher interest rates? No. Have we gotten addicted to low interest rates? Yes. But I always remind farmers, you know, they talk about land. We'll talk about farmland purchases. But think about that from the standpoint of, let's say you're at 5 or 6% on a loan. Inflation's at 8%. Still have real negative interest rates. And also, oh, yeah, by the way, that farmland is still going up in value. So you still have great returns on that investment. So think about it that way and not think about, gosh, it used to be 1% and now it's 5% or whatever the case interest rate might be.
Stephen Nicholson of Rabobank. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.